You're listening to Journey Through Aging. For more information about today's topics, log on to journeythroughaging.com. That's journeythroughaging.com. And now, back to Joel.
Caring for a loved one who is living with memory loss or dementia is hard and becoming more common. This morning, we have the opportunity to learn from another person's journey into this role of being a caregiver and really juggling the roles of a wife, mother, daughter, career, and caregiver. I welcome to the Journey Through Aging radio program, Martha Stettinius. Martha, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Martha, thank you for sharing your story and insights with us. Martha, you are a sandwich generation mom and main caregiver for your mother, Judy, who is living with advanced dementia. Martha is the author of a new book, Inside the Dementia Epidemic, A Daughter's Memoir. And Martha, if you could help our listeners, why did you decide to write the book, and where does your story begin?
Sure. Back in 2005, Mom was living alone in a cottage on a lake in upstate New York, and she'd been living there for 25 years. She loved living there. She was twice divorced and loved living by herself, but it became clear that she really couldn't live alone anymore, at least not at the cottage. In the winter, she had to park her car at the top of this very steep hill and walk down in the snow with her groceries and a little red backpack. She'd use ice cleats on her boots and a ski pole in her hand for balance, and it was treacherous. She called me that winter and told me she had fallen. She wasn't hurt, but she was scared, and I was really worried about her. Her doctor called me for the first time that winter and asked me to come in and talk to him because she was having trouble balancing her checkbook, and we both knew that she really wasn't cooking or cleaning anymore. The cottage was full of recyclables and other junk, just full everywhere. So we were concerned. I invited her to move into my home an hour away with my husband and two children. I thought that might be the easiest way for me to take care of her. Because in the winter, the cottage, it would have been impossible to bring in any home care aides. So you'd have to walk down that hill, and it was such a rural area, it would be hard for her to get transportation to go anywhere. So I invited her to move in with us. I started writing the book because, like a lot of caregivers, I felt a lot of guilt and confusion at first about the decisions I was making for my mother. Like a lot of adult children taking care of their parents, this was a new role for me, and I just felt lost at first. So I went to the caregiver support group through my local office for the aging, and that was very helpful. But writing was also very helpful for me. You know, moving from daughter to caregiver was a huge transition. And the topic of caregiving is something that you don't necessarily read about until you're in the middle of it and you need the support. Most of us, I think, we avoid thinking about it until the day our parents need help. And back in 2005, there weren't a lot of memoirs about dementia caregiving, and caregiving seemed almost invisible. Now, 7 years later, I think we hear a lot more about caregiving and dementia, and that's a good thing because we won't feel so alone. And that's why I started writing the book.
Well, Martha, it is a good thing that we have more people like yourself sharing their stories and helping to fill in the blanks of, you know, what your journey was like, and it may mirror what some of our listeners might be going through right now. This morning, we are talking with Martha Stettinius, and she has a book called Inside the Dementia Epidemic, A Daughter's Memoir. It's available at all the major book retailers, and I encourage you to read this story. Martha, in going through your book, your journey had several discoveries, and you began the journey with your mom by having her move into your home. But one of the insights you write about is the experience of your mom transitioning into several different living environments. What were those transitions like, and what did it teach you?
Well, moving mom into assisted living happened only a few months after she lived with us. It didn't take me very long to figure out that having her live with us for us was not the best arrangement. We had a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old, and they didn't really understand why Grammy was irritable, and we just all needed a little more space. Mom was still in early dementia, so she needed more independence in her own routine. In assisted living, she was there for 2.5 years. She did make some friends there, but she really didn't do a lot. It was a large place where the activities were geared mainly for the independent living residents, not the people with dementia. So she was comfortable there, but pretty much on her own. I think like a lot of adult children who help their parents move into a facility, I think I expected a bit too much from assisted living. I thought that if there were any problems at all, that the staff would handle it. I was used to living my own life, and Mom was used to living her own life. So it wasn't until she had a few medical emergencies that I really realized that I needed to be more involved with her care. So the transition there was fairly smooth, but the transition out was not as smooth. She fell. She probably had a small stroke when she fell. She developed incontinence, and she fractured her pelvis. And after rehab for a few weeks, it was very difficult to arrange the right level of care for her. Sometimes you bring in private aides to a facility to give that extra care that someone needs, and that's what I did for a while, but it really wasn't enough. So I found a local memory care facility where they specialize in helping people with dementia, and it was a lovely place. Fortunately, she had some savings as a teacher. She had always pinched her pennies. She had a pension. Fortunately, she could afford this private pay facility, and she had another 2.5 years there with a very attentive staff. So it was a good time for her.
So the experience of transitioning, you're recognizing that there's staff that are involved and that sometimes you have to bring extra care in. That role of being the caregiver, it must have expanded then to be this role of being an advocate. So how did you find yourself working with the staff and wanting to get involved with her care?
Well, like I said, when she was in assisted living, I didn't get that involved because I thought it wasn't necessary, but I was a little naive about that. When she was in memory care, I went to all of her care plan meetings. When she was in assisted living, they didn't offer care plan meetings for the family members. It wasn't required. I think if you have a parent in assisted living, you could ask to be included in the care plan meetings if you're nearby, or you could ask to get a phone call after the meeting so you can get updated. In memory care, though, they did require that there be care plan meetings that the family members would be invited to, so I went to those. And every time she had a medical emergency or anything like that, I was always her advocate with the doctors, with the emergency room. And I advocated for her by bringing in a private aide to take her out to do things so that I wouldn't be the only one taking her out of the facility to take her out to lunch or to a concert or something. I think that was good for her, so she wasn't just in the facility all day long.
Here in Ohio, Martha, the assisted living, it is a licensed assisted living, and so just for our listeners to know, having care conferences on a regular basis is part of the regulations, and so I definitely applaud you for encouraging our listeners to be involved. And those care conferences can be in person or can be by phone. And I know that many of the retirement communities that offer assisted living here in Ohio want families to be involved. So thanks for bringing up that very important topic.
It's very important, definitely.
So, Martha, you know, in your experiences of writing your book, Inside the Dementia Epidemic, A Daughter's Memoir, you know, there hasn't been very many books, and now there's more books being written about it. And again, I want to encourage our listeners to pick up your book or other books about the subject, because it's important to gain new insights. But, Martha, for our listeners, how is your book different from other caregiver books?
Well, I've read quite a few of them, and I think that most of them, or a lot of them, talk about caregiving in the home, which is very important, of course, but a lot of the caregivers didn't receive enough support, and caregiving in the home without enough support is very stressful. And not very many memoirs talk about dementia caregiving. Not very many of them show you scenes in several different settings like I do, at home, in memory care, assisted living, the rehab center, and the nursing home where she is now. They're all very different. They're all very different. And I take you inside so you can see what it's like to have a loved one in these facilities. And I also show you how my mother has changed over 7 years. That's a long period of time. And I can show you how I've changed as a caregiver and what I've learned about Alzheimer's disease. I came to see Alzheimer's not as a long goodbye, as it's often called, but in our case it was a long hello, because I got to be closer to my mother through caregiving. We had a rather strained relationship as mother and daughter over the years, and caregiving brought us closer. So I think in some ways that makes the book different from others. I also talk about alternatives to conventional care, such as nursing homes that encourage person-centered care through the Eden Alternative Program and the Greenhouse Project. I describe these programs briefly, and also in the appendices, I include information about dementia that I wish I had known about years ago, such as how to get a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, what medications are approved to relieve the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, the benefits of early diagnosis, lesser known risk factors like sleep apnea and prediabetes, and possible preventive measures. I include those appendices for people who are interested in the information, but I don't put them in the middle of the book. So if you're interested in reading a memoir, a personal story, you can just get engrossed in the story without being interrupted by the factual information.
Well, Martha, I'd love to continue the conversation with you. We need to take a short commercial break. We're talking with Martha Stettinius and her book, Inside: The Dementia Epidemic, A Daughter's Memoir. We're going to continue our conversation with her in just a moment.
Every chapter in life should be an exciting one. If it could be better for you and you have questions on how, email Joel at joel@journeythroughaging.com.